Is it unconstitutional to criminalize homeless people who sleep outdoors, like in encampments, when there's no room at shelters in the city, like Philadelphia's instances? That's what the Supreme Court is weighing after a lower court appeals a small southern Oregon city's regulations for the unhoused. KYW's John McDevitt reports the court's ruling could have significant impacts in cities across the country, including here in Philadelphia.
This is a difficult policy question, Justice Sotomayor. It is.
Where do we put them if every city, every village, every town lacks compassion and passes a law identical to this?
In Grants Pass, Oregon, those caught sleeping or camping in streets or parks are fined $295, and repeat offenders can go to jail for up to 30 days. The justices will consider a challenge to rulings from a California-based appeals court that found punishing people for sleeping outside when there is no open shelter space amounts to cruel and unusual punishment, violating the Eighth Amendment. The justices are weighing the case and are expected to have a decision by the end of June. Sterling Johnson is with Temple Law School's Center for Public Health Research. He says this is an extremely important case that is drawing attention to a complex social issue.
It's going to affect a lot of cities, not just enforcement, but also their city budgets around what they must put in housing and shelter and, you know, and supportive services, honestly, as well. Like, how do you support those people in that shelter?
He says oftentimes current housing or treatment options don't meet the needs of individuals and can make certain situations even worse. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.